For this discussion, I'm making a distinction between being saved and being called. That corresponds with Paul's distinction, remaining children versus growing up. But the distinction saved versus called may largely be one of semantics. They are felt as equivalent, if not in the middle of them. So what's also up for us, implicated in this, is the issue of agency. Many of us are not interested in being saved, but are interested in coming into our power, which to do, we are required by who? This is not about religion. This is about how we are fitted. This is about science. This is about the truth. What we are requires us to hearken, a word that means, we learned in our September 24, 2017 show, to listen, hear, attend, understand, internalize, respond. And is, we argued, the only effective means for countering manufactured resource scarcity-driven fear. It's difficult to come into our power when false authority, the global fascist state, from the moment we're born, via its institutionalized coercive means, continuously attempts to manipulate us with fear, keep us feeling insecure, shape us in its own image of hate. In our September 24, 2017 show, we said, if we ask ourselves what this fear boils down to, wouldn't we all see at the bottom of the pot the fear that there's no love, that no one cares about us? Isn't fear in a class system really about isolation, about being shown in myriad ways that we're on our own, a message completely at odds with what we know when we arrive, that abundance is our birthright? But we've been trained to see otherwise. So perhaps the most helpful way to frame our question is, how do we deeply listen? Which is listening deeply to the source, not to people who want to tell us what the source is, but to the source directly. And the audio for that segment is the number 81 juxtaposition. How do we deeply listen to the source? To listen, hear, attend, understand, internalize, respond, which means perhaps counterintuitively that to come into our power, we must become servants of love, of the infinite. One of the many gifts of Prince to us is to make our connection to the infinite a personal relationship. This is perhaps key to the coming of the prophets and living among us. Certainly, this was also a gift Paul gave to his congregants. If you've done the work, hearkened, and so come into your power, is this not akin, in Alice's tongue of love, to regaining one's true self? We're going to be asking in this and upcoming shows with Paul whether, if you've come into your power, is it possible to go out of it again? Paul was striving to create powerful weapons in the form of each individual one of us. We are given the truth, called during the course of our lives, but the seed, as the class system makes it so, falls on dry ground, unprepared ground, which prevents us from becoming spiritual beings, from separating to the truth, to spirit. Religion made an honest woman out of the supernatural, Christopher Fry told us, stealing thereby the power we come with.